Searchers using explosives to blast their way into the cruise ship, the Costa Concordi, beached off the island of Giglio off Tuscany, found five more bodies on board today. That nearly doubles the death toll from Friday's grounding to 11. Two Americans, 69-year-old Jerry Heal and his wife Barbara from White Bear Lake, Minnesota, are among the people still officially listed as unaccounted for. Now, we've been hearing reports in the last couple of days since the ship's grounding on Friday that the captain refused orders, and now we have this audio. This is an Italian Coast Guard officer repeatedly ordering the captain back onto his ship to evacuate passengers. The captain resists, saying it's dark and the ship is tipping. Today, that captain was charged with manslaughter, causing a shipwreck, and abandoning his ship before passengers were evacuated. Gaia Piani-Gianni is covering the story for the New York Times. She joins us from Italy. What more do we know about the five bodies found today?
Hi, first of all, hello everybody. We don't know much about the five bodies because, as we were told, probably the officials need to make sure first that the families are informed. So we know that there were four men and one woman, all wearing their life jackets. They were found after the divers blasted five holes into the ship earlier this morning.
And we understand that they were at the rear of the ship. They were at an emergency evacuation point.
Yes, indeed. That is correct.
How are people there reacting to this audio tape of the captain and the Coast Guard, this exchange? And we'd heard that there were reports that the captain had left the ship before people were evacuated, but now we're hearing this sound. How are people there reacting?
Well, I have to say that everybody seems to be in shock here because There have been news reports that said that the captain might have left the ship before, even in the previous days. But now that we are all hearing from his own words, talking to the port authorities on the mainland and saying, you know, I'm here safe on a lifeboat, and the port authorities is shouting in his ears that he should get back on board and that he's going to be charged with abandoning the ship is quite shocking. Even longtime news reporters here are all saying that it's kind of unprecedented.
Well, and we understand he said he could, coordinate this from his lifeboat, but he didn't even give the evacuation order until 70 minutes after the crash. We're hearing, you know, people have recorded all the sounds on their cell phones, you know, as this was all happening, utter panic. The charges that were announced today, what happens now? Where is the captain?
The captain is in custody in Grosseto, which is the city on the mainland here. And what will happen is that the judge will have to make a decision on whether to formally arrest the captain and start a trial or not. So we actually expect that that's what's going to happen.
Well, and what about the reports that the reason that this all took place is that the head waiter on the ship had family on Giglio, and the captain diverted from the ship's planned course to do, it's sort of the naval equivalent of a flyby, you know, when pilots tip their wings, to wave to his relatives on the island. We know it's not supposed to happen, of course, but apparently it's common. You know, are people taking a closer look at that?
Well, I mean, I guess everybody here, this is a village of seamen, basically. Everybody has been at sea, and everybody says that it's kind of a long-time tradition of Costa, the company that owns the ship, that they would just pass by to say hi to people, to locals, and at the same time to let passengers enjoy the beauties here. In fact, in an email, the mayor here sent an email last August thanking the former captain of the Costa Concordia, the same ship, for passing so close to the shore. So nobody was that struck by the fact that, at least this is my impression, that the captain would do that. But of course nobody had got so close to hit a rock that it's not more than 150 meters away from the shore.
Yeah. Gaia Piani-Gianni covering the story of the Costa Concordia cruise ship for the New York Times from Giglio in Italy. Gaia, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much for calling.